Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Friday morning, Friday, February 20th. It is time for Creation Club. Good morning, Pastor Wirth.
Good morning, Andy.
Welcome back to Friday morning, and it is a frigid Friday, isn't it?
That it is. We're thankful for warm houses, warm clothes, and the warmth of God's love for us in Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Well, what do you have for us this week? I hear there are some events going on here in Missouri, but not necessarily in the St. Louis area, a little bit further south.
That's correct. Those who are down around Southeast Missouri State University in Cape Girardeau, there's a Creation Science Club there, and they are presenting on Wednesday, March 4th at 7 p.m. at the Academic Hall Academic Auditorium, a presentation called Evolution, Fact or Fiction, and Creation or Jurassic Park. The main speaker will be Brian Catalucci of Answers in Genesis. He has a master's degree in computer science and engineering from the University of Colorado. He was a fighter pilot in the Air National Guard for 20 years and a captain and a pilot for a major national airline for over 32 years. He's an adjunct speaker for Answers in Genesis, and he's currently working on a PhD dissertation in theology and apologetics. Admission is free for both events, for students and the public. It's funded by the student government. And for more information, you can go to www.in6days, and the numeral 6 is spelled out, so it's insixdays.com, insixdays.com, or go to Answers in Genesis. So a Creation speaker, March 4th and March 5th, I see it's 2 days in a row. I didn't get that at first. March 4th and March 5th, 7 p.m. each day, each evening, at the Academic Hall at Southeast Missouri State University. And we encourage those who are able to go to that. And those who cannot attend it, there's always good information at the Answers in Genesis website.
Very good. So check it out. And it's nice to be able to offer that for some of our listeners a little bit further south. Quite often we have the Missouri Association for Creation activities going on here. It's nice to see other groups getting together to discuss and to learn.
Indeed. You know, the word is out there, and more people, I think, are wanting to spread the word. And it's about understanding that evolution is not true, and the Bible is true, and it always comes back to the gospel, and that's really what we're interested in, too, is it's not only about the creation versus evolution debate, but it always comes back to Genesis being foundational for the message of salvation, and the story of creation, Adam and Eve, the fall into sin, ties right into the things that we talk about in the season of Lent, the temptation of Christ and the atoning work of Christ, his suffering, death, and resurrection for us. And that's the main thing we definitely want to bring to the attention of our people, is that the Bible is true from the very first verse onward, and it all hangs together. It's the message of our salvation in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Well, speaking of Answers in Genesis, a new video, or I don't know how new it is, but a video from Answers in Genesis. It is pretty new, just in the last couple of weeks, on the evolution of Darwin and his impact. Shall we take a listen to a little soundbite from it?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
We live in an era of history in which people are so convinced that Darwinian evolution is true, that millions of years is true, that therefore you can't trust the Bible. And the more they believe that the Bible is not the absolute authority and it's man who determines truth, the more we believe we're just an animal and we can explain everything by natural processes, then who determines right and wrong? Well, we do. The more that Darwinian evolution, the more that the idea of millions of years, the more that, no, we can't trust the Bible, we can't believe what the Bible says in Genesis, the Bible is not the absolute authority, the more that that idea pervades the culture, the more we'll see the Christian morality collapsing, the more we'll see the Christian structure collapsing all around us, the more we'll see an increase in a moral relativism, that is, that everyone does what is right in his own eyes.
So that... The effect or the impact of Darwin and his theory, his evolution theory. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, he has some pretty profound things to say there.
Yeah.
That's Ken Ham, by the way.
Ken yes.
Ham, who is the speaker. And it's the first of a three-part DVD series that you can purchase from Answers in Genesis. If you go to answersingenesis.org and go to the store, they have this set available as a three-part DVD series. But the first episode of that, which is almost an hour long, is free on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you can get to it from the Answers in Genesis website. In fact, it's one of the more recent postings that he had, I think within the last week or so. He had posted something about celebrating Darwin is Wrong Day. and the text of his posting there, he goes through the usual things about why we know scientifically as well as biblically that Darwin is wrong. So why should people be celebrating his birthday the way Congress was encouraging people to do, or someone in Congress was encouraging a week or so ago? And Ken has a good answer to that. But this particular episode focuses on the evolution of Darwin, his impact. And his impact is profound to this day, and it's not good. The little clip that you played there has to do with what Darwinian evolution has done in terms of encouraging moral relativism in our age. You know, Christians are shocked, you know, how quickly we've come from a time when Christianity had a major impact on our society to the time when now evolution is taught everywhere and abortion is legal through the 9 months of pregnancy in the United States and certainly in other parts of the world as well. Homosexual marriage is being pushed, and we're just astonished how quickly our country and our culture seem to be falling apart morally. And what Ken Ham is doing is he's pointing out that the roots for that are in Darwinian evolution undermining people's confidence in the Bible, and he shows very convincingly there that when you undermine the foundation, get rid of the foundation, the opening chapters of Genesis and what they tell us about being created by God and the fall into sin and all of that, then people don't believe the rest of the Bible either. Especially, you know, this is Satan's goal, of course, is to get people not to believe in Jesus Christ. So you begin by doubting creation and doubting the opening chapters of Genesis. Then you believe the whole Bible is a pack of lies, and you reject Christianity. And then where do you go? I mean, you don't have a basis for morality, and people do what's right in their own eyes, and things go from bad to worse. And he has a very convincing argument there. That's not the only thing he talks about on that DVD. So if you watch the DVD or the free YouTube version of it, I encourage you to watch it all the way to the end, because he has much more to say, and if you just stop after the first 5 minutes, you're going to miss a lot of what he has to say. And he does bring it back, ultimately, to the gospel. He does bring it back to Jesus Christ, and he points out, you know, the essential thing is faith in Jesus Christ. We're not saved by believing in a six-day creation. You know, it is not necessary unto salvation to believe in a six-day creation. However, he points out that it's not optional either, in the sense that it's unimportant, because Satan certainly tries to get us to doubt the Word of God. Did God really say? And his goal ultimately is not only to make us doubt the six-day creation and a real Adam and Eve, but ultimately to get us not to believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior. And there's so much more that he has to say. It's very well done. He's a very good speaker. The video is very well produced, and I encourage our listeners to watch it, encourage other people to watch it, and watch the whole thing, not just 5 minutes of it, because if you see the whole thing, he has much more to say there in that DVD.
Yeah. That was just from the first 2 minutes, I believe, and there's so much more there that can really is interesting. It's nice that they offered that for free on YouTube.
Right. It's free on YouTube, and you can get to it. If you can't find it on YouTube, sometimes I have trouble finding things on YouTube. It takes a while to get to the, unless you have the exact title. You know, it's The Evolution of Darwin, His Impact.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, hopefully people can find it. Otherwise, go to Answers in Genesis. You can find it there, and you can purchase the whole 3D DVD set and see the rest of what he has to say there, which is very, very good.
Yeah, it's a helpful video. Well, certainly that's a great resource. Anything else you'd like to point us to today?
I know we only have a few minutes left, so let me just quickly summarize a couple things. Usually, you hear people say that science has proven evolution, and we know for sure that you know, ABC or XYZ. For example, the Big Bang. People will say, we know for sure the Big Bang is true. Well, something just came out in the news this past week. I don't know whether you saw it. And not only on creationist websites, but this was out in the regular secular media, that there are scientists who are now questioning whether there ever was a Big Bang. And this is serious, and they've written scientific papers on it that are going to be looked at and examined, and they're using the special theory of relativity and a new way of looking at the geometry and the mathematics and the equations of figuring out these things and trying to deal with some of the things that from even the scientific community recognizes as problems for the Big Bang theory, and they're coming up with the idea, well, maybe the universe just always existed and there was no Big Bang. So that's kind of interesting. And then there was another article I saw having to do with the evolution of fish. And again, evolution, people who make this supposed phylogenetic tree of life were saying, well, you know, the sharks and the cartilaginous fish were more primitive than the bony fish, and ultimately this also leads up to the evolution of man. And now they're saying, well, now we're not really so sure because we found a fossil that is older than other fossils that we had, and it seems to have both features of bony fish and the cartilaginous fish. And you know, as we look at the human skull, we find the same thing is true. So maybe we have to rewrite the whole thing and rethink this whole thing. And what I find amusing about this is that they scoff at Christians, and yet when they proclaim what they know for sure, they really don't know it for sure. And pretty soon they say, well, we have to throw those ideas out the window and start over. But the one thing that they think they know for sure is that there is no God, there's no need for God or a creator. We can explain everything naturally, even if our explanations are constantly changing and truly fallible human ideas. So again, the point that Ken Ham would make, and one that we make again here, is that why reject God's infallible word, which tells us about our creation and our salvation in Jesus Christ? Why reject God's infallible word for man's fallible and ever-changing opinions? There's a couple of articles at the Answers in Genesis website on both of those things, the Big Bang or not Big Bang idea. Danny Faulkner has the article regarding the Big Bang, and it's kind of a technical article, but he does a good job of handling it. And if you just read the beginning and get down to the conclusion, you can get the main ideas there. And also, there's one about the fish, rethinking the fish evolution. And there too, that's very accessible. I think Dr. Elizabeth Mitchell wrote that piece. And both of those are available at the Answers in Genesis website, answersingenesis.org. So our readers can look those up and read those and reflect on those. And again, Answers in Genesis tries to help people understand the importance of believing the Bible as God's true, infallible, trustworthy word. And then we also want to be sure that they see the connection to Jesus Christ and the gospel, because that's ultimately what it's all about. Is we're saved by faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Wirth. We'll talk again next week. God's blessings on your week, and thanks for pointing us always back to the truth.
My pleasure.
Coming up in just a little bit, morning prayer. Stick around for that right after AP Radio News, right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.